President Bush is expected to decide soon whether federal money may be used to study cells derived from human embryos. Today, the National Institutes of Health is releasing its analysis of whether there is a need for additional research in this area. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
The report starts with a promise not to recommend a specific decision for the president. In several hundred pages, it lists what has been accomplished so far with stem cell research and what remains to be done. It cites 1,200 research articles. The report supports what stem cell advocates have been saying, that research on embryonic stem cells could lead to cures for illnesses such as diabetes and heart disease. A human stem cell can, at least theoretically, develop into any cell in the human body. That's not in question. A key scientific issue at the heart of the political debate is whether stem cells collected from adults equal those harvested from embryos and fetal tissues. If they're equal, there's no need to collect fetal or embryonic stem cells, which requires, at least in the beginning, using discarded embryos from fertility clinics or aborted tissue or cloning. The NIH report says adult stem cells are not the equivalent of fetal or embryonic stem cells. Adult cells are very hard to isolate and purify. And unlike adult stem cells, cells from embryonic and fetal tissues have already been grown into pancreatic, heart, and blood cells. The report also contains preliminary and tantalizing results from the lab of John Gerhardt at Johns Hopkins University. His experiment appears to show that embryonic stem cells can treat a degenerative nerve disease in rats. Some scientists are perplexed by the political controversy swirling around an issue they see as basic science. Others have turned philosophical. Here's cancer researcher Bert Vogelstein at a recent meeting sponsored by the National Academy of Sciences.
It gets at issues of who we are, what makes us human beings. Can we, should we tamper with the nature of human life? And are we doing that in an improper way with this kind of research?
Vogelstein said that it's not just scientists who should be deciding this issue, but the divide among politicians seems to be growing deeper as President Bush ponders how to walk this particular political tightrope. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.